Hey, everybody. In this episode, we kick off the 10 Solana Challenge, which is a head-to-head battle between Micah G and Easy Eats, who can trade 10 SOL to a bigger bag in a four-week period. At this point, Easy has yet to make a trade, which is funny because you're going to see a lot of trades from him. Micah is up a half a SOL and has a bunch of NFTs he could sell, so he is firmly in the lead with a lot of transactions, but we all know that Easy Eats Bodega is the king of Solana, so I do expect him to come roaring back and get very active here against Micah. As usual, this content is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code THENIFTY on your FTX mobile app. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey everyone, in this video, we are kicking off the 10 Solana NFT Trading Challenge. The two gentlemen here will be facing off in a head-to-head challenge where they fund a wallet with 10 Solana and see who is the better trader over a specific time frame. As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is incredibly risky, so always do your own research. And if you enjoy the daily NFT content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. Really helps us out. Gentlemen, you guys are taking each other on in this head-to-head bout.
It's game time. It's game
time. Oh my goodness.
Easy's already on the ropes, baby.
Well, Micah, look, I got to say, you don't back down from a challenge because I would never. People were trying to get us to do this months ago. And I was like, if you think I'm ever going to do a challenge against Easy Eats on Solana, then you're out of your mind. I'm just signing up to lose, right? So what, Micah, what inspired this? What made you think you could step to the heavyweight?
I mean, honestly,
stupidity?
I wanted to try it out. I wanted to try it out. It's hard for me to just like trade randomly, you know. I got other stuff going on, so I want to have some sort of like gamification of when I'm trading. And you know, with Solana at $30, you know, or $35, like it felt like a cheap way to get some entertainment. And and if I can beat Easy at the same time as learning about Solana, that's just even better. So we'll see. I might be leading though, because Easy forgot about the challenge, so out the gate I might be in first place.
I mean, Easy, you know, you haven't made a trade yet. What's coming?
There's a few things. So I'm actually watching the Great Goat secondary right now, using NFT Soloist. Shout out Soloist. I know their team was great. Micah, I know, had a slight situation buying something off there. We got them in touch. They were quick to just kind of break it down. But to be honest with you, I just totally spaced. I was messaging Micah, like, let's start Monday, kick it off. All of a sudden, I get a message from Micah on Thursday of his wallet balance, and I'm like, oh shit, I totally forgot. Like, this is a problem. I need to get active.
Oh boy.
And then I talk shit on Twitter, you know, just rub
it. Yeah, as you do. And I'm like, all right, it's go time. If this is what we're about to do, Birdman hand wrap over here.
Hey, at least I had the lead at some point. That's all we're going for at this point.
So Mike,
I had to make the mental note here to buy things in my actual like hot trading wallet I use every day. That I'm like, okay, these are probably like a longer term swing here. And for SOL, that's a few days. So now I can focus on the 10 SOL wallet and let those actually move, where I'm like, I'm comfortable knowing that I feel good about the project and not have to actively trade like I'm so used to. So it's, I'm having to take a separate approach here and just be like, shit, all right, let's focus on the 10 SOL, wipe Micah, bury him, annihilate him in this challenge, and let him know what's up.
So, Mike, are you sending me your wallet? And so can I search for this right on Magic Eden?
You should be able to. Let me figure out what the best way to do that is. There's a profile way. Let me get you the link for Mike's wallet here.
Sure.
Of course, with the Great Goats Mint, TPS is down to like 1,300. So that's always fun.
The first day I sat down to trade, I think it was Wednesday or whatever, I sat down to trade. I like get on the Discord. I'm so excited. I'm going to learn all about Solana. And Solana just went down entirely.
That's the best.
Yeah, we're Solana trading.
Nothing better than when the blockchain goes down for a 12-hour period. Normal stuff happens to Bitcoin and Ethereum all the time. Okay, so Micah, you've been trading Solana NFTs here. How many trades have you made on this wallet? Because this is going to be a big indicator for me on what the odds are going to be for you losing, which are going to be high in my opinion, but go ahead.
I actually don't know, but it's a lot. Like it is, it's like,
is it Micah G a lot or Easy Eats Bodega a lot?
It might be Easy Eats Bodega. I bought a bunch of energy.
Micah,
drinks.
Could you share your wallet? I'm trying to see if we can.
I put it in the private.
If you want
chat.
To share your screen, I was gonna say if you want to share the screen, because I can't figure out what the best way is to get. Oh, there we go. I got it right here.
Oh, Easy got it. Easy does it. Easy can share his screen because he's going to know how to navigate it better than me anyway. So ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, we are about to look at Micah G's wallet from the 10 Soul Challenge here where he's, what do they call it? The wish of a death man or like a death man's wish or whatever.
I'm like,
you know,
early on in a boxer career, you know how they schedule him against some guys that they can just beat up real fast to get their like win numbers up. I'm pretty sure that that's how I got scheduled.
Oh yeah, this is like when Floyd Mayweather, you know, beat Canelo. He knew Canelo wasn't ready for him yet, but he knew Canelo would eventually be a big name, so he just beat him early. Easy's Floyd right now, and you're Canelo. We'll see if you end up actually being a champ someday. But
I might be more of like a McGregor fight, right? Like I was real good over on Ethereum, and then I got cocky and went to a different area.
Oh, you went to got your ass beat.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen, but I'm
I want to see Micah's trades, but it's not letting me pull up your wallet. So, Micah, you may have to share your Magic Eden. Yeah, I was going to say, just share your Magic Eden and go to activities.
Share it.
Guys, I'm not one of these skilled, streamers yet. So, here we go.
You're a pro, Micah. You're a professional streamer. You get paid to stream.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Let's go.
Wherever my wallet is.
There we go.
What do you got for us, Micah? Let's go. We're checking out Micah's wallet, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to walk us through the high level of activity. We're going to see if it's actually a lot of activity, according to Easy, or if it's just what Micah thinks is a lot of activity because he doesn't understand how things go on Solana, and he's taking on an absolute heavyweight.
Is Magic Eden down right now?
Oh, that's
absolutely
perfect.
Killing us, bro. Like, of course.
Okay.
Right?
I'm pretty sure it's down right now. I can walk you through some of them probably on like Soloist.
That would also
work. I got a bunch of these wonky wolves. The problem is I think I'm sitting on like six of those. My first trade that I made, actually, this is kind of a big one, is where are they? Soul Legend or whatever his name is, made out like a bear project.
Soul Legend?
What was that project? I was super complaining about
Solo?
Him, like...
Solstice? Yes, with the Goofy
Solstice.
Gorillas?
Goofy
Big
gorilla.
Difference between Solstice
yeah,
and
Soul
Legend.
Yeah, Soul Legend and Solstice,
buddy.
Very different.
Very different.
Yeah, so that my first one, I was like, I think I caught the pump at like 2 Ethereum, and I got into the Goofy Gorillas like just because it seemed like a supported project by an influencer, and then I went onto his space and he immediately was just like, I just made this for, you know, shits and giggles, I don't like care about it, I'm not gonna do anything. And I'm just watching like as his Twitter conversation is going, like the floor price is just dropping, and so all his friends got in for like 0.16 soul, and I think I entered like 2. I think this was me like right up here, and then it basically just bounced down. So I got out of that with like a 1 soul loss. I gambled on these like bees, these things right here. I saw them on Fractal, which was just like a game related website. And I managed to get like one of the rarest ones. And so I just kind of like gambled my way back up to like 14 soul. And then honestly, I pretty much have just pissed most of it away. I bought a bunch of these that aren't worth anything.
Is your Magic Eden showing now? Okay, go over to the activities tab. Go over to the.
It's taken me a lot of. It's taken me a lot of work to just switch to 100. I honestly might be able.
So you have been active. Granted, the Solana clock is behind, so everything says 5 hours delayed. But you've been trading.
I'm taking swings here. I did Ghost Face.
I like it. So, I like it, Micah.
I did Ghost Face.
I like
that
Ghost Face
like,
trade.
Kind of effective. The thing is, I don't like, I feel like I pick up everything late because I don't have the equivalent on Soul of
Ninja Alerts,
Icy Tools, actually. Like, yeah, where you can get an idea of like what has minted or what just minted out and what's the ownership. Like, I'm still totally lost on that. Like, Soloist is saving me a bunch of just being able to like sit here and be like, okay, is any of my stuff that I own mooning or like, you know, what got to the top. But a lack of like a tool that shows me what just minted out, I'd be fine paying a premium, but I don't even know where to go for that. So I don't know if Easy, if you have any like help with that, but I'm just like,
yeah, I don't know if there's like a minted out thing. I follow a couple like Twitter pages, like this. Are you familiar with Spreadsheets? The one that shows like trending collections on Twitter, trending sales. It's some guy made like a Twitter bot. He's recently made one for Soul that does similar, like new Magic Eden listings. It shows volume. It shows like most active over a 15-minute window. But that's like a good one just to have like Twitter notifications on, because then it'll just like ping you.
It's called Spreadsheets, and it's a...
Yeah, with like a three.
Man, Mikey, you don't stand a chance, dude. Easy's just hitting you with tools you never heard of. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, what are we talking about here? What are we doing here, guys?
The most dangerous thing is there's this one called like Launch My NFT. And I'll just end up on here, and just like something will show up at the top, and I'll just be like, ah, screw it, I'll just get one. And these things just, they just eat your wallet alive. You just end up.
So it's because they're like 0.001. You're spending like less than $1 to mint this thing, and like, just hoping it goes to like
$7.
I should get one of these things.
So
a 555 supply.
My guy, AAA NFT, longtime supporter, portal holder, just pinged us in the comments. He said, I don't know how to pick Soul projects. Every Soul project I buy goes to zero. I agree with you, AAA NFT. You and me are two peas in a pod on that one, buddy.
I think the play here
is that we go to Cubus Collective and just bet their predictive markets. We put all 10 Soul on if we think a floor price is over or under 8 and just let it ride. Gambling and speculation at this point.
I lost one Soul total playing the what's the thing that came out yesterday with the boxes?
Looties, the loot box.
I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna do a little gambling. So I actually gambled away one Soul out of the wallet on this Looties thing.
Is that from Loot Squad? No.
I don't think so. It's just
so
like
Looties is like a degen coin flip play. But it's just loot boxes. So yeah, like you can just pick a random box. Pick a 0.01.
With the 10 Soul wallet? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh baby, I'm going.
Some live trading, ladies and gentlemen. Right. This is the content you can't find anywhere else. What do we have? $7 on the line here, Micah?
Like, everything I mint ends up feeling like doing this. Like I have absolutely no clue what any of this momentum or who's building the projects are. So this doesn't feel worse than me just minting stuff.
What's more likely to make you money? This or buying a $7 scratch ticket? This, right?
Probably.
Probably this, to be honest.
I think
probably
so.
This. Yeah.
The other thing I noticed is like on these Launch My NFT ones, I was buying some, and actually one did do pretty well. It's like Ninja's one. This started at like 0.035. And once I started thinking about it, it's like, that was a dollar. So I was minting these things for a dollar. But the second they hit $3, people were just attacking the floor. So like when we talk about
people
like,
were like, yo, I just made $2.
I know. And like, and I'm doing the same thing when I'm trading. But just like when you think about it, it just ends up being like so incredibly difficult to make money when even $1.50 of price movement makes people think like, I got to get back out. Like I got to.
Dude, they attack
the floor.
In the Soul space. If it's a 0.01 mint and that shit hits 0.1, your 70 cents to $7 is like people will buy 30 of them and just floor them. And if they don't do that, they just send them to like a burn address and just forget they even exist. Like it's so wild how quickly people trade after and like chase. So it's messy, but I like this Looties play. I actually own one of these. So by you playing this, I'm getting a kickback. So thank you.
Oh, what? That, like, I appreciate you get a that. Cut of the basic
oh,
game.
Oh, yeah.
Market.
Of the fees,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. You're literally feeding Easy with this trade. You're giving him points for this competition.
But you don't have it in your one,
no,
in your 10
no,
I'm soul. Just
no, they were like a 36 soul secondary that I bought at. I bought so high.
The
but
Solana
like, I'm just,
network,
there's a 600 supply.
The Solana network is literally just dying right now.
So it's just not even letting you gamble.
Just so you guys are aware. I can open this up on screen, right?
Yeah, we see it. Oh,
like
you mean like
we see it right now.
Okay. We see your money, so $415. High roller. High roller over here. 10.4 soul. Wow.
I'm above 10, but look at all these things I have in my wallet. I've got like all
are
sorts
they gonna
of
sell?
Bullshit. I got all
are
sorts
they worth
of
money.
Oh, you got a half a soul floor on that top one.
So
oh, you got a mortuary?
I thought this was a cool idea. I was like, I got a whole bunch of bullshit. And this thing you can actually like send NFTs like burn them for a currency called Ash. So I thought that was like a cool play. And at 0.5 soul, I don't know, it seemed like
Oh, you burn something and you get a token called Ash? Never heard of that before. Who did that?
If it does that
some
sort of
price
action. Some
guy with a circle on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Did someone do that last year? Or?
But Micah, they're Ash. They use future mints for Ash. So like the more stuff you burn, you end up getting like their other collections basically for free by just dumping garbage. So that's kind of cool. Like for me, I'm a big fan of Mortuary.
You can rent it out too. So you can say like you can burn using my plot of land, but then I get some of the Ash that you receive in advance. So I don't know. It's I'm definitely just throwing random stuff at the wall, hoping any of it hits right now. But yeah, I am looking
Let's look at
that.
These goats.
Which one?
Oh, the great goats on Soulless. I wanted to see what the market, because these just minted out. These are the reason that Soul's down to like 800 TPS and we can't do anything.
So these are crashing the Solana network right now. And yeah, this is the NFT. This is the NFT Nerds product for Solana.
Yep. This is NFT Soloist. It's made by the exact same team. So same functionality. You can buy on chain, same charting tools. So I'm a huge fan of this. I mean, that scatterplot's crazy. You can show that there's no consistent base formed just because like people can't continually buy. So it seems like we are seeing five on the floor. Cubus Collective has been doing lines where you can bet over under a certain floor price 1 hour after mint out. So they have this at 8. I lost yesterday on Suteki, which was an over-under of 5. I took the under. Lost like 2 soul on that. Didn't bet great goats. But over-under 8 seemed like a no-brainer. Like, I don't think these hold 8 once they sell out. They got about 30% less or left to mint. It's an 11-111 supply. So I hate that number, too. It was a 10K, but they over-allocated whitelist.
As usual.
7.5 soul mint? Yeah, exactly. So you have 5 minutes to mint it. That was why I messaged you guys and was like, guys, I need 5 minutes. Yeah, Cody, you didn't bet the under. I should have bet the under. This was a no-brainer. There's no way this trade's 8. There was so much FUD on this project. I listened to an AMA where they were like, we over-allocated whitelist, so we're just going to crank up supply, give away some more whitelists, and raise mint price. And I was like, that is the polar opposite of what you should do. So they've had a lot of FUD. I mean, I'm not mad that it's trading at 5. It's almost a 2X. So, oh, and now it's getting a couple sales for 6. But Soul even now recently has been doing like pre-reveals. So that's like a whole new trading dynamic. Normally it's instant reveal for everything, but they did a placeholder where now they're doing like no reveal until sellout. And then they slowly reveal it over about an hour's window. So like that's really interesting for me since it's one of those things like, do we dump it pre-reveal, buy post-reveal, all those ETH trading dynamics we see. But none of this is fun when you can see at the bottom of Micah's screen here, TPS is currently 450. And normally we run about four or five times that. So, yeah,
this is not great either.
No, the TPS and price action, everything right now is ugly on it. But sales seem to be moving on these right now as TPS is bouncing. We're seeing a lot of action.
Damn,
like I'm
tempted
to grab one of these.
Is rarity
no,
out?
No, so there's no rarity. It's a placeholder, so everything's the same.
Why did this person do this then?
Probably just spamming, trying to buy. When TPS is down, you'll have people just try to buy every single one, and whichever one goes through, they end up just getting stuck with. The thing is, like, since Soul's like a little bit more centralized, reading the metadata is not the same. Like, there's no metadata leaks. The team could quite literally push the images and assets to the ones that they hold if they really wanted to. So, like, that's kind of the other situation is, like, when you push this update, there's much more creator control, which is – shout out Hedgie from NFT Soloist was kind of telling when you had bought that item that got removed. The teams have a lot more control of what they push. So like that concern is like if a team has all the rares, it's very clear they just gave themselves the rares.
Perfect. That's what you want is a little bit
exactly.
of
fun.
That's probably the funniest, in my opinion, the funniest underhanded thing to do in the NFT space. It's like you're already making the money off the damn project. You need to do some insider stuff to get yourself the rares to make like an extra 30%. Like it's unbelievable, man.
Well, on top of it, it's like you're getting 2.75 soul for an 11.11 mint here. You're making a bag. Like at that point, why are you even trying to sell? I wouldn't even mint any for the team. Like, what's the point? You're making so much off of this. Go buy one if you like one. Like, they're not even revealed.
Exactly. AAA NFT just chimed in. He said, advice to all people wanting to do Solana NFT trading. Number one, wear a diaper. Number two, smoke weed. Number three, be ready to buy ugly NFTs. Number four, be ready to do a flip on Solana for $18 of profit. Very good advice, AAA. Easy,
on
do you
scale,
co-sign that?
No, everything I had, the only thing I co-sign is the last one. Be ready to flip for half a soul profit, but buy it in scale. Get like 10 of them and there's five soul, you're living. You're hanging okay. out.
You made almost chilling. $200.
Exactly. So I'm not too mad about it. It's like 0.15 ETH if we're looking at it that way. But Micah, I mean, coming from the ETH side of things, taking these swings and using soloists, I'm really curious like what your experience has been like and differences you've seen. I mean, you've even been like a trading rares on the ETH side, which is something I never do. So like, I'm always curious how you kind of navigate this market and what it's been like in just 1 week. We're going to be running this for a few weeks and seeing how it moves.
I was going to say, what's the end date?
We started on Monday this week. Let me check the date. We'd probably go 4 weeks here, I think. Nice little 4 week, 1 month challenge and see how we knock this out. So I'll get the exact date, but 3 weeks from today is the end. That's what we'll call it. So the 26th of June.
Yeah, I mean, on that note, I've been pleasantly surprised at a number of things that you've like learned just from flipping NFTs anywhere do come across relatively well. And like, I feel like I'm somebody that was already pretty good at knowing like when is the music stopping on a project or when is the momentum going out. And so like, whether, as you'll see, like I have both of them up, because like when I want to watch something's momentum, I can just sit on this and kind of get an idea of like, are we getting greedy or are people starting to get greedy or are people starting to get like scared of stuff. And so I feel like although it's a faster timeline, the psychology of the people that are trading is still the same. So like, I feel like I've been pretty good about like getting out before the music stops. It's just a matter of like, I can't go do an errand and get back out. Like I can't leave my computer. So the diaper point holds true because it's just like momentum is 10 minutes but the thing is, I'm kind of concerned about how much influencers, like I think because it's a less mature market, I've noticed that we're kind of in the phase. Do you remember back in like ETH NFTs when people would just buy stuff hoping Gary Vee would buy it and then tweet it out? Like we're basically at that phase where influencers versus
quite literally
Ethereum, like it matters so much. Like it's kind of unfair, but it's basically like buy this project. If an influencer tweets about it, you make money. If an influencer doesn't tweet about it, it dies a horrible death and you lose your money. And like, that's not a super fun macro environment to trade in. But when it works, it works. I mean, I think I caught a pump from some influencer tweet and made, you know, like a 5x.
There's a couple of them that like, if they are seen in the Discord, the project pumps. If one of their wallets buys one, the project pumps. There's a few people that really have that mentality. Luckily, the space knows that I paper hand everything and am selling all the time. So when I buy, most people are like, oh, he just sold. Now we're buying because he's paper hand. My great goats just sold too for 6.9. Not mad at all about that.
On this wallet? Network.
No. Because we're doing no whitelists for this. Yeah. You can buy a whitelist spot, but there's no grinding for the Discord. And I got this whitelist for like last minute.
Nice. I don't understand how to buy a whitelist. That is another thing where I was kind of curious.
We'll walk through that.
I don't know how to buy a whitelist spot, even if I wanted to.
So there's a whitelist marketplace on Discord, but that goes against the Discord terms and services to sell an account, which I don't do. I don't buy any of those accounts. It's too much risk versus reward there. That's always the fear. I think the other thing is like Famous Fox does it with tokens. So you'll mint, like you'll spend the soul plus one SPL token to get a certain spot. The issue is a lot of these launch pads are wallet locked. So that's kind of the issue, is like you're trading for a wallet, which some people sell. I do think we're going to get an escrow at some point, where you can actually like sell a Discord account and it'll escrow that account to you somehow, some way. I'm not too sure how that's going to get managed, but I think we're going to see something like that. Like how there's like NFT trade platforms like Yaw or FoxySwap, where you can actually trade the NFT itself and it verifies all that. I don't know the tech behind it. I'm hopeful for more of that. I like the whitelist trading. It kind of gives you a pre-market understanding of what a floor might be, but it's a little tough.
First off, I went on this website once because it actually does have a connection to that mortuary site. So I went on to just like look at the ability to like trade. You can trade ash and some other stuff. So
yeah, you can sell your ash on it.
But this is such an impressive website. Like, I don't remember what section I was on, but like they have a bunch of stuff on here that I was like.
So go up to the top and hit the little the hamburger icon. These are all of their tools. So this team has done so much.
Crazy.
What's the floor?
Swap of 40, I believe. So I do hold one of these. It's in my profile picture on Twitter. I'm a huge Famous Fox fan. if you actually click that famous token marketplace, that's where you can buy whitelists that do token, like tokenized. And that's where you'll see like the most common sales and stuff here. So if you see like sales history, should show what tokens are being actively traded. So you can kind of get a high level understanding of when and what's moving. You can sell ash on here. A lot of people do trade some of those other tokens, like Dust is the D-Gods token for their next mint. A lot of people buy that on here, or Radium. There's a couple different things. Yeah, so click sales history and we could probably see what's moving at the moment.
But so does this buy an NFT that I can turn into another NFT later, or is this buying a wallet? Like buying
neither. So you're buying a token. So you're basically buying like a Solana. You're buying Sol, but it's not Sol. It's like, think of it.
Is it a sidechain token on Solana?
Sol.
So it's just an SPL token. It's like when we got the X2Y2 airdrop or the looks rare, the rare token airdrop. It's like just another token on the Sol blockchain. Mm-hmm. But like Haunted Goats is moving right now. So that's a whitelist you could buy for 0.1. Gives you the right to mint it. You still have to pay the mint cost, but now you basically just have an extra 0.1 that you've spent. It's a great Goats derivative, but it's a full, all of these are a guaranteed mint for that whitelist. So you're basically just, when you mint it, you're spending the Sol plus this one token. So it actually burns both. And that's how it confirms that you're whitelisted. So instead of being like a wallet, it opens up a secondary market. Not all projects do this. We have seen more and more kind of taking one direction, either a wallet or that. But yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because I don't think there's anything on ETH that lets you kind of exchange whitelists like this.
Well, definitely not. And whitelists on ETH, like it's all through just wallet addresses and there isn't really much trading. When there is trading, sketchy stuff goes down. It's just not a normal cultural thing. What did you buy this famous Fox thing at, Easy?
36.
Okay, so you're
about even. Yeah, yeah. And this was one I actually mentioned to Node as like, I feel great about a longer term hold on this one.
Yeah.
Because this team, it's like, dude, they just keep building stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Micah, what do you have to say for yourself, man? How many more days do you think you have as a living human against Easy in this competition?
Ooh, well, depends if he gets distracted again. Are you literally at zero trades? Like
zero trades. Okay. 10 Sol in a wallet, no Sol. Trades.
That'll go to 100 exactly trades pretty Sol. Quick, Micah.
I know. That's the worry. But in this market, I mean, obviously
you could blow it. Like the thing is, yeah. 10 Sol is tough. Because like I can't take the same type of swings I've been taking recently. Like I think I'm like 70 or 80 Sol deep in one project right now on my hot wallet, just averaging down because like I have the Sol liquid and I'm way more bullish on the project. With a 10 Sol wallet in this market condition, you can 10x it really quick on a degen mint, but you can lose everything in the same breath. Like it's so volatile right now on swings that it's really tough to figure out kind of like what should be a swing here. Like this trade is a great example. You could buy in right now for 5 Sol thinking that you're going to get a push back to 7. If this doesn't do well, if the reveal's messy, this goes to 2 or 3 and there goes a nice 30% of your bag. Like 10 Sol is still tough, but I still think it's very realistic, especially at $300. Like there's a lot more potential for newer people to get into the space and start feeling around and making trades because of how cheap Sol is. I totally spaced. So I'm excited to take this challenge because I have been swinging with a bigger bag. Now it's going to be a matter of like truly chasing those 0.1, 0.2, 0.3s in an aggressive volume.
And they all
just to
together.
Beat Micah here.
I know. They all blend together. I'm like, I just look at this list of things. It's just a whole bunch of bullshit that's trading for like $3.
Absolute garbage. That Faceless Souls was a free mint. Nerdy APUB, free mint. Extra Fantastic Flippers, free mint by a big name in the Sol ecosystem, OX Function. He's also a big ETH trader. Malibu Dolphin Mixer. Another like derivative. The Zin Dragons is an interesting one to see it get volume, but you're looking at the 5-minute scale here. So it's like one sale is tough to actually monitor. But that's also a huge factor. When I look at stuff like this, when I'm actively trading, because Sol's in the gutter right now and transactions aren't going through, I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch TPS because once that starts to clear, volume ramps. Like it goes crazy once people can actually get it in. Right now, it's like people are just listing because there's no sales. They don't think there's volume psychology-wise. They feel like the floor is going down. The second that TPS hits, we're going to see a bunch of stuff pump. And it happens every time right after a hype mint.
Yeah, look, there's literally nothing else is doing anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, they all just blend together. Like I just want to put, a decent amount of Sol into one thing, but there's no like mid chips, right? Like stuff is either multiple Sol and like has a team and a project, or it's like a bunch of bullshit pictures for like 0.01, right? I feel like I haven't seen many like legitimate.
So I'm gonna tell you my play right here. This would be one of the plays on the 10 Sol wallet I'd feel comfortable holding is that Cubist Collective play. They're predictive markets all over Twitter now. People are just posting the screenshots, and I'm like, that's so bullish because that's free marketing for them. So every time I see a screenshot from an influencer, dude, I just buy more. Like Cozy posted a tweet today talking about the odds, and I picked up four more immediately because I was like, yeah, these were at 3 this morning. So like that's great volume moving up.
Man, I was looking at them. I was looking at them, but I think I was looking at them up here.
I have 22 of them at the moment for like a 3.4 average. Because like, dude, I've never seen a predicted market. We can gamble on floor prices. Yeah, Cody, don't pump them yet. This is like a good midship though. This is where I saw OG Atadians, which is like a credit scoring system. This is where I was a huge fan of Solana Money Boys before they pumped to 20. Like the 4 to 7 range is like that make or break range. If that project survives and people start to gain traction on it, they pump to 10 plus. If they fumble here, they go to 0 and the project kind of vanishes. So like this is the midship range where 4 to 7 Sol on a project that's been around for more than a month is where I start actually like researching a project and trying to figure out what their future plans are. Cause this is like a golden range. We saw D Gods at 6 before they pumped to 250. So like that 4 to 7 range is like, for me, a great research and find what the next project over 10 is going to be.
So is there any like benefit to rarity on these things? Or like, is there,
I don't think so. I mean, dude, yeah, you can stake them for their Cubist token, which is, they haven't said what the utility is, but they're talking about getting some form of kickback from the predictive market, which like, if that happens, these become like a dollar. Yeah. Like these become like a degen coin flip. So, and I'm giving you free alpha here on this one. If you're buying this in the 10 Sol wallet, I may just shot myself in the foot. Yep. I'm like, shit, I might have to buy one in the 10 Sol wallet to counter trade Micah on this.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that. My prediction is the next show that we do on this, Easy will have over 1,000 trades. So this is the kickoff. Easy hadn't made a trade yet. Mike has made a few trades. He's up a half a Sol with some other NFTs he could sell for a half a Sol. I'm assuming he should sell them now. That's my assumption, but maybe I'm wrong. Any closing thoughts, gentlemen?
No, I'm excited to actually show my wallet next episode when we sync here, and I can give you some of why I did this. I'm such an idiot. It's been a busy week. I'm excited to chase. I'm digging out of a hole, but hey, Micah, I'd watch out.
We'll see. We'll see, Easy. I'm coming for that belt. I need both belts. I need double chains. I'm doing a little crosswork.
We need a necklace, a 1 ETH challenge, thick gold necklace for streams. Oh,
you could do like a necklace and then put the actual like token icon on it. So a little ETH necklace and a Solana necklace. Oh, I'm coming for
We're gonna have to put something together.
All those Twitter fans of yours who are shit talking me, they're gonna be eating their words. I got my.
If I lose this, man, I'm gonna be in the doghouse for Solana Twitter. I'm gonna be just absolutely lit on fire.
Oh,
who can I place bets with here? Who's taking all of my money and net worth that I have on Easy Bet here?
Hopefully, Cubist will open up that as a bet option.
Imagine if they put a line out.
I was gonna show them it's a NFT soloist. Fun. By NFT nerds. People keep asking about the tool. But yeah, I pretty much live on these two sites. Like the Ethereum one and this is not a paid advertisement, but
yeah, you're a customer. You paid for it.
I will say we do have a discount code in the Sol Trades of Nifty for NFT soloist for 6 months and 1 year. Go check it out. Free Discord.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. We will catch you guys next time. You can check this out on the podcast. Follow Easy and Micah on Twitter. Their Twitter names are right there, bottom left side of the screen where they're at. Stay tuned for more 10 Sol Challenge. My money's on Easy. See you guys later.